very welcome to another edition of Laura na Páirce here on WLR. It's Tomás McCarthy in the hot seat till 7 o'clock. We'll have so much to cover over the next hour. Waterford football boss Aoife Fitzgerald on the start of their Division 4 campaign. Davy Fitzgerald on the injury worries in the Waterford hurling panel. Sean Michael O'Regan on the new partnership between Waterford GAA and Cognizant, as well as Waterford's home league matches. Pat Sullivan and Emma Murray will be along to take a look at Waterford's clash with Cork in the Ladies Football League, and Ruth Flynn will tell us about the upcoming Waterford Camogie race night. All that and plenty more over the next hour. So the Waterford footballers will make the long journey to Carrick-on-Shannon this weekend for Sunday's Division 4 opener against Leitrim. The Daisha finished bottom of the table last year, but manager Aoife Fitzgerald is happy with the squad that he's put together for 2023.
Yeah, it's a long trip. Obviously, there's excitement there now. It's our first league match. You know, we've trained very, very hard. Over the summer, we trialled the county really for players, and I think we have a panel now of 34 or 5 lads who are giving it everything. So hopefully, obviously a trip to Leitrim, it's a difficult start for us, but you know, we're going up there full of confidence, and I think, you know, we'll give it our best shot. But it's a tough start for us. But you know, people look at Division 4 and say, well, you know, the teams are quite strong. You know, Leitrim will be, you know, they'll be thereabouts at the end of it. So, but what, outside of the winning or losing, what we want to do is go up and give a performance, and you know, and trying to implement what we've been working on over the last couple of months.
What have you been working on over the past couple of months, Aoife?
Well, we have a game structure, and you know, fellas are fitting into that. And we, like, I think the beauty of it for us now is that we, you know, we're able to do a lot in training because we have the bodies, so we can have in-house matches and stuff. You know, so there's a lot more tactical stuff going on than we were able to last year because of the you know, the lack of players. So, so lots of stuff. You know, kickouts, the usual stuff. But we've practiced hard, and you know, we're working hard. But again, on the day, it's winter time. You know, you probably need a little bit of luck. You know, we lost 3 matches by a point last year, and you know, drew a Tipperary game we could have won. So there's very fine margins between getting over the line and that. So, but we hope to see a little bit of progress from last year anyway.
You said you have more bodies now in training, Aoife. What was the response like over the winter when you asked players to become part of the Waterford panel?
Response, well, obviously with the split season, you know, you have guys going from inter-county, then going into the club season. So the more established lads, I suppose, we give them a bit of time off. And, you know, David Hallahan hasn't come back this year, and Jason Curry has been travelling. So we're missing a little bit of experience. But having said that, once we came in, we really didn't get going, I suppose, after Christmas with a full panel, because, as I said, we gave some of the likes of Conor Murray and these guys a bit of time off. But since then, it's been very, very positive, and you know, the lads walk away themselves anyway. You know, they're in the gym. If they're not with us, they're in the gym. So fellas are keeping themselves fairly fit all year round. But it's just that mental thing of having to go from club to inter-county and then back to club. There's very little break, so we wanted the lads to come back fresh. But I think there's a good atmosphere in the camp now, and Dermot Ryan is captain this year. He's a very good leader for us. So I suppose what we want to do is make it more player driven, you know, rather than Aoife Fitzgerald or Peter Leahy driven. You know, we want the players to take ownership of it, and to be fair, they're far more vocal this year than they have been. And hopefully, you know, as I say, once they cross the white line, it's up to them really. So on Sunday, what I'm expecting is that we'll really give it a good shot, and we'll tear into the game and hopefully get a result.
You're over both the Waterford under-20s and seniors this year, Aoife, along with Peter Leahy. Why did you decide to take on both of those roles?
Well, I think it's important to have transition, you know, to have a kind of a seamless transition from 20s to senior. No, it's busy, you know, it's busy, and you have lads. The 20s is particularly difficult because you have a lot of guys away with college and stuff, so it's kind of Friday night and Sunday, we're getting a hold of them now. But I do think that the training, Peter's a brilliant coach, and the training that they're getting, that the 20s are getting now, will, for those that make it, will lead to a more seamless transition into the senior grade, which I think is important going forward, because there's a huge jump from underage to senior. So what we'd be hoping is that you get 4 or 5 guys who would step up to the mark and be able to come into the senior panel going forward.
What would be a successful 2023 for Waterford football, Aoife?
Well, progression, you know, to win a few games, and you know, to be competitive in every game. I think that's the most important thing for us. But it's not just it's the seniors. I think going forward, we will have to look at the overall structures, and like, if Waterford football is going to be successful, then the underage structure needs to be looked at, you know, from 14, 15 and building those squads. And you kind of want fellas who are, you know, would being a little bit selfish about it, who are kind of football orientated. So you have young fellas who are saying, rather, well, I play football because I didn't make the hurling panel, you know. And everybody I know, I'm not a fool, everybody in Waterford wants to be a hurler, you know, and that's fair enough. But I think there's enough of players and there's enough of people in Waterford, if we get it right and if we get proper coaching and structures in place, that you could, you know, going forward, I mean, it could be a 5 to 10 year plan, but that you could get, you know, that success. If you look at Limerick did it with the hurling. They brought in Anthony Daly, I think, with the under-16 development squads, and, you know, look, they took off. Now I know that's probably at a different level as well, but there are things that need to be done certainly going forward. But I'd have to say, in terms of you know, our county board, they've been absolutely fabulous with us, and, you know, anything we've asked for, you know, like, I'm very conscious, you know, particularly post COVID, and that money is tight and that, but anything we've asked for, we've got, and it's been a pleasure to work with, you know, with Pat and with Sean Michael. So from that point of view, we don't want for anything, but it's just getting that football ethos and trying to stop fellas falling off the panel, you know. And again, if fellas aren't getting the game, maybe that they'd fall off the football easier than they would in the hurling, that kind of stuff. So it's just trying to build a little bit of momentum, but it's an ongoing process, but hopefully that progress will be made this year.
How would you describe your own style of management, Evie?
Well, I'd see myself as a player's man. Like, Peter does most of the coaching now, you know, my role. Like, I have 30-odd fellas coming into training at night. I don't know what's going on in their day, you know. You know, they're amateurs, so I would be in contact with them individually, finding out how things are going. If I think a fella's tired, I'd pull him aside and say, listen, you know, take the night off, that type of stuff. How do you feel you can improve? We have a lad in, Dennis Lord, this year, who's giving us a hand as well with that side of it, with the mental side of the thing. So, but it's just been, you know, being aware of how things are going with fellas personally, as much as, you know, because the results, okay, they're one thing, and, you know, it's all very well to say, yeah, you want a bit of momentum and you win matches, but at the end of the day, I want guys to be happy, I want them to enjoy it. It shouldn't be a chore, it's a lifestyle choice to play football with Waterford. And it is more difficult to play football than it is to play hurling. I mean, we're not kidding ourselves there. And the amount of time and commitment that these guys give, the likes of Conor Murray and Dermot and these guys, it's phenomenal. You know, for very little success. So it's not just about the success, it's just about building people and being there for them if there's an issue, you know, being able to help them. I'm around the planet long enough now to, you know, to be fairly experienced in terms of people's mental health and stuff. So those things are as important to me as the football side of it. So I would say, to go back to the original question, it's just to be, you know, I can be firm when I have to be, but also to be there for them if they need me, and to make sure that everything is in place for them, that they can get the best out of themselves.
And you've struck the right balance as well, Evie, between your own work life and GAA life as well. Can I ask you, away from the football field, what does your line of work involve day to day?
Well, I'm a teacher. I teach disadvantaged kids, so I work in a youth teach in Cork City, and, you know, I've been doing that work for the last 40 years, so these kids would have fallen out of school for a variety of reasons, you know, it could be social, economic, family, whatever. So I would have a lot of empathy towards the underdogs, we'll say. So and with my career, like, people often ask me, you know, God, why did you get involved with Waterford? You know, they haven't had any success in their life. But it's never about the success. And we were brought up in Nemo, it was never to talk about winning, it was just getting the best out of yourself. And that's what I want these lads to achieve, is to get the best out of themselves while they're there. And if you do that, I mean, if you're disciplined, and if you do, you know, I heard Davey talking about cleaning the restrooms. I'm a great believer in all of that stuff as well. Making sure that you're respectful to yourselves, respectful to others, and as much as possible. And that translates then to, like, you know, disciplined footballers will generally be disciplined in their place of work. And, you know, they'll be disciplined at home. You know, so kind of one thing leads to another. It's all married. It's not just, I play football now, but that will translate into, you know, I need to be on time for work, I need to do this for work, I need to be organised and that. So there's a whole range of things, but it's just, for me, it's always the holistic approach. Get the best out of them, certainly from a football point of view, but also making sure that everybody is happy in the group and as much as they can be.
Well, Evie Fitzgerald, Waterford football manager, thanks a million for your time today, and all the best for the season ahead.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much.
Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, the Waterford hurlers are also preparing for their league opener against Dublin on February the 5th in Fraher Field. You'll be able to hear a full interview with Data boss Davy Fitzgerald on next week's Lorna Parka. But just for a little taster, here's the Clare man speaking about the latest injury situation in the camp.
So we have Prunty has spent an awful lot of time in rehab getting right. He's starting to come right, so we're starting to get him into a bit more game action this week. Might be ready for the first round, but I honestly think even if we play him, I think it'll take Connor a few games to get right back up, having like he missed probably 6-7 weeks of our competitive pre-season, but he has worked incredibly hard, so he'll be there thereabouts, but lacking game time, right?
Is that a quad issue again?
We actually had the two of them, believe it or not, his old one and a new one.
Okay.
So, but we have everything under control. We're pretty certain. I think Connor will tell you for the first time in a few years, he's pretty confident, hopefully, going forward, that we've got to the root of a lot of the issues, and we've spent a good bit of time getting him right. And the dedication that he has put in to get himself right is absolutely incredible. What a young man. Tig has had a few issues going on. He's only back into match situation, I think, this weekend coming. First round might be early, might not. If I play him, I know he won't be match ready. But I'm kind of saying to myself, if he's able to go, we'll get over that. He's making mistakes or doing whatever. Tig de Burke is an incredible player. Put in savage time in his rehab as well. Like, them two guys haven't had a great run over the last few years with injuries, so we've worked very hard to try and get them as good as we can get them. So they might play the mightn', but I know it's going to take them a few games to come any place near where they want to be. Desi, he's going to be off. I don't want him visiting him playing the next two games. He's a small bit of work to do. He had a small little niggle on the back, but what I basically wanted to do with him was give him a bit more time in the gym, because he's been going from Ballygunner to Waterford, Ballygunner to Waterford. He hasn't had time to build any muscle as such. There's a few different areas that we wanted him to work a small bit harder on. So I'd say it'll probably be third or fourth game before you see Desi. Austin's the same. Austin had an injury there. His back and his training extremely well. Right, has a bit to go, but he's faring extremely well.
What sort of injury is that?
Austin had hamstring, okay. So he had bad hamstring there during time, so he missed a few weeks, but he's back and he's working hard. I would think it'll be a few games before he's back, but that's okay too. I'm happy enough with him coming back third, fourth, fifth game in that bracket someplace, and we getting him into it and hopefully having him absolutely firing for the championship. That's what we want. Stephen Bennett had an injury, but I think he's back the weekend, so he did. Like, we trained a very hard pre-season, and when you do that, you're going to pick up a lot of injuries. So he did. Jamie Barron got a bad knock last night. We know with an X-ray today how he is. And I have to say, the way I seen him playing last night, it was great to see it. He really looked in good form, you know.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Parker with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
So Cognizant launched their sponsorship of the Waterford hurling and football teams on Wednesday morning in Lismore. The US company acquired TQS Integration in 2021, and their name will appear on the back of the Waterford shirts for the coming year. Well, after the launch, I caught up with County Board Chairman Sean Michael O'Regan. I asked him about Waterford's upcoming home league games in Farfield and Nolan Park, but firstly, asked him about the partnership with Cognizant.
Yeah, we're delighted again, Tomás, for 2023. Cognizant are partners with Waterford GA again for our jerseys. As you can see from being here today, great buzz around the place. So we're absolutely delighted from a Waterford GA point of view. Obviously, it is an acquisition of TQS, and obviously people have been here over the last couple of years. TQS were the jersey sponsors there, a good couple of years for us now. And then obviously with the acquisition from Cognizant, it rolls on from our point of view. So we're really looking forward to it. And Cognizant has our back, as I said in there earlier on, with the name on the jersey at the back. So it's brilliant, yeah.
How important is it to have sponsors like Cognizant on board, Sean, given the cost of the intercounty game now at the moment?
Yeah, any sponsorship is greatly appreciated, and we've lots of sponsors, and again, take this opportunity to thank each and every one of them. But our main sponsor, obviously, now, Cognizant, it's hugely important, it's hugely significant, you know, and you're right, you know, you saw the convention there, and everybody knows the cost of county teams, and the cost of even just not county teams, but if you want to invest in stuff, the cost of running a county board now and doing things within the GA, within a county, it's just costs are going one way, you know, so anybody that can come and support and help in a sponsorship way, we're greatly appreciative of that.
Can you ask about the upcoming Hurling League, Sean? The games against Dublin and Antrim are going to be played at Fraher Field. What's going to be the capacity for those two games, first of all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, look, we went through why the matches are being moved. So leaving that aside, the capacity is going to be discussed now with Crow Park. Pat is in talks with them, so they're going to look at that. Obviously, it'll probably be a reduced capacity of what it was, compared to Welsh Park. So we're still talking maybe 3,000-4,000 capacity. And, that's what it'll probably be, and we'll take it from there. But like I said, the lads are in talks with that to see where it'll go. And, talking to the lads here today, the players, and talking to Davey and the lads Efi as well, so it's a case of just getting on with it now and everybody looking forward to the games, and we see where 2023 takes us, both in the league and in the championship.
And can you explain, Sean, to Waterford fans that are listening in as to why the Kilkenny game has been moved away from a Waterford venue and now to Nolan Park?
Yeah, well, look, being straight up, it's a lot of these decisions are purely based on capacity and the crowd and etc, etc. And look, Kilkenny and Waterford, obviously bordering counties so close together, the capacity for that game would obviously go well beyond the capacity of what Fraher Field would be. So again, Cork and Kerry have done something similar down through the years when Páirc Uí Chaoimh was closed and whatever for a period of time, so we're probably just replicating something that to give the greater number the opportunity to go to see what should be a thrilling game, whatever the league points situation would be at that stage. Either or, it'll be a fantastic game. So we're going to Nolan Park this year for the Kilkenny game, and Kilkenny Gen will just return the favour over the period of time, the 2 years thereafter, so that really is the main reasons for that, Tomás.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.